16, Section 2, Business People, Educators, and Scientists. As you read, look for the builder of the moon rocket launch pad, who founded a bank for African Americans, the person who helped prisoners, the creator of the world's first atom smasher, terms, entrepreneur, profession, arthritis, sociobiology. People with ties to Alabama have given much to our society. Some started businesses that provided jobs. Those jobs helped the economy. Others had a passion for teaching. Their work in education changed many lives. Alabamians in the sciences have made great progress in their fields of study. Business people. Quite a number of Alabamians have become successful entrepreneurs. An entrepreneur is a person who operates and assumes the risk of a business. Some began life very poor, but worked hard to become successful. These entrepreneurs sometimes tap into the natural resources of the state. Their businesses may involve forest, coal, iron, or farming. They may be a part of the fast-growing service industry. Only a few of Alabama's entrepreneurs are mentioned here. You may know about others who have been highly successful in business. Winton Red Blunt was born in 1921. He and his brother started a construction company after World War II. They began by digging catfish ponds and went on to huge projects. Their work includes the Cape Canaveral Moon Rocket Launch Pad in Florida and Louisiana's New Orleans Superdome. Blunt Construction also built the $2 billion King Saud University in Saudi Arabia. Blunt has given millions of dollars for education and the arts. His donations include the $22 million Alabama Shakespeare Festival, a theater complex in Montgomery. Emory O. Cunningham of Carbon Hill was a Navy pilot in World War II. He then worked for Progressive Farmer Magazine for 20 years. Cunningham thought of a new kind of magazine about the South. He went on to publish the very successful Southern Living magazine and cookbooks. John H. Red Dove began his career working for his father during the Great Depression. His job was to haul logs using teams of mules. In 1932, Dove moved to Dothan and formed two trucking companies. The family-owned business is called AAA Cooper Transportation. Today, it is one of the most successful trucking companies in the country. Arthur G. Gaston was born in Demopolis in 1892. Even though Gaston was black in a segregated society, he became very successful. He found that blacks had a hard time buying insurance, so Gaston formed the Booker T. Washington Insurance Company. He later started two radio stations, two cemeteries, and Citizens Federal Savings and Loan. Reverend William R. Pettiford was born in North Carolina in 1847 to parents who were free blacks. At age 22, he moved to Alabama to work and attend the State Normal School at Marion, now Alabama State University. Pettiford decided that African Americans in Birmingham needed their own bank. The Alabama Penny Savings opened its doors in 1890. It became the largest and strongest African American-owned bank in the United States. Mark C. Smith from Birmingham was interested in science at a young age. He attended Woodlawn High School in Birmingham. A teacher suggested that Mark enter his project in the science fair. He won, and his prize was a trip to Huntsville and a visit with rocket pioneer Dr. Wernher von Braun. Young Mark asked the scientist for a summer job. The next year, Mark was offered a job at Cape Canaveral. Smith attended the Georgia Institute of Technology and earned a degree in electrical engineering. He was honored by the 2010 Alabama Men's Hall of Fame. He founded two very successful companies. Universal Data Systems, UDS, and ADTRAN of Huntsville. E.B. Stevens of Clio began in the business world by selling newspapers, sandwiches, and magazines. In 1944, he formed his own business called EBSCO. EBSCO Industries grew to become an international company. Today, it has over 40 different businesses. Diane Weston from Huntsville worked in the Apollo Saturn program. In 1985, Weston began a business she called Uwahali. The word means eagle in Cherokee. She chose the name to honor her American Indian heritage. The company does technological research for NASA and businesses. Each school in Alabama has a story about a teacher who really made a difference in students' lives. There are many wonderful educators in Alabama's past and present. Perhaps you would like to one day become a teacher and help students. Marva Collins grew up in Atmore in the time of segregation. She later taught school in Alabama and Chicago, Illinois. Dissatisfied with public and private schools, she opened a school in her home. In 1975, she founded the West Side Preparatory School in Chicago. Many of the students there had trouble learning at other schools. However, each child did great work in the first year at West Side. The word spread about the new school that was teaching students who had not learned before. The school was featured on TV shows. There was also a movie called The Marva Collins Story. Collins has been awarded many honors, including the National Humanities Medal from President Bush in 2004. But the main thing she is known for is the students she graduated. Before her help, they could not pass their classes. These students went on to top colleges like Harvard and Yale. They entered many professions, including law, medicine, and education. A profession is a job that requires special training and education. Julia Strudwick Tutwiler was born in Tuscaloosa in 1841. She first went to school at her father's Green Springs School for Boys. Education for girls at that time was unusual. Julia went to college in New York and later in Europe. Tutwiler taught at her father's school and at Tuscaloosa Female College. In 1881, she and her uncle served as co-principals of the school that became Livingston University, now the University of West Alabama. She was president of the school from 1890 until 1910. In 1887, Tutwiler began a night school for prisoners. In 1893, she got the University of Alabama to admit women students. Tutwiler began a preschool in 1896 at Livingston. It was the first kindergarten in the state. Tutwiler believed women should be trained to work outside the home. She gave some training of this kind at Livingston. In 1896, she established a state technical school for women in Montevallo. Julia Tutwiler was called the Angel of the Prisons because she worked for humane treatment of prisoners. She found out that the jails and prisons had no heat in the winter or fresh drinking water. There is a story about her asking the state legislature for funds. She wanted money to improve the conditions for prisoners. Julia was told that she would lose the vote for the money. As she waited in the balcony, she dropped to her knees in prayer. When one lawmaker saw her on her knees, he changed his vote. The bill passed by one vote. Scientist. Alabama has been home to many well-known scientists. They have made major strides in all areas of science: medicine, space, plants, animals, atoms, and many other studies. Dr. Percy Julian was born in Montgomery in 1899 and became a scientist. He received his doctorate, Ph.D., in chemistry from the University of Vienna in Austria. Dr. Julian then taught and did research at several colleges. He formed his own research company and made new products from soybeans. He also learned how to make the drug cortisone. It is used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, a joint disorder, and many other medical problems. Dr. Robert Van de Graaff was born in Tuscaloosa in 1901. His parents were from Holland. He graduated from the University of Alabama and studied in Europe. In 1929, he built the world's first atom smasher. This machine, called the Van de Graaff generator, splits atoms for scientific study. Dr. Edward O. Wilson is a famous biologist and a professor at Harvard. He was born in Birmingham in 1929 and raised in Mobile. Dr. Wilson learned in his research that ants are so successful because they communicate. He has won many honors, including the Clarence Cason Writing Award and the Crayford Prize, similar to the Nobel Prize. Wilson was also awarded 2 Pulitzer Prizes for nonfiction writing. He helped found the science of sociobiology. Sociobiology is the study of biology through social systems like those of ants and bees. Dr. Wernher von Braun and Alabama have played key roles in the space program since its early days. Dr. von Braun's leadership helped America reach many of the goals for its space program. But his role in Alabama was larger than just the space program. While at Redstone Arsenal and Marshall Space Flight Center, Dr. von Braun supported the community. His leadership led to the establishment of the University of Alabama at Huntsville. The school has worked closely with Marshall on space-related projects. The von Braun Civic Center in Huntsville is named in recognition of his community efforts. Astronauts from Alabama have served as mission specialists and commanders. Their backgrounds include work as physicians, researchers, engineers, and Peace Corps volunteers. Charles R. Chapel Montgomery, Dr. Larry J. DeLucas, Birmingham, Catherine P. Heyer, Mobile, May Jamison, Decatur, Catherine Thornton, Montgomery, James Shelton Voss, Cordova, Henry Warren, Birmingham, Clifton Curtis Williams, Jr., Mobile. Surgeons General. Alabama has provided 4 Surgeons General to our country's service. Dr. William Crawford Gorgas, Surgeon General of the U.S. Army, 1914 to 1918. Dr. Luther L. Terry, Surgeon General of the United States, 1961 to 1965. Dr. David Satcher, Surgeon General of the United States, 1998 to 2002. Dr. Regina M. Benjamin, Surgeon General of the United States, 2009 and continuing. More outstanding Alabamians. John Harbert III, founder of Harbert Construction Corporation. Dr. F. David Matthews, youngest president of the University of Alabama. Dr. James Marion Sims, known worldwide for the study of women's health. Think it through. 1. One Alabamian gained inspiration by watching ants. He founded a whole new science called sociobiology. Who is he? 2. Why did Arthur Gaston start an insurance company? 3. How did young Mark Smith get a summer job at Cape Canaveral? 4. What did Julia Tutwiler do to help prepare women to work outside the home?